Welcome to the Chris Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
So yesterday, TNT was trying to tell me how to live forever.
I did.
And we ran out of time. So here we are, part two, how to live forever.
So quick recap. We were talking about Brian Johnson. We were talking about he's a venture capitalist millionaire who has adopted, he essentially has adopted this algorithm to increase longevity.
Yeah, you got to eat a certain time, do things at a certain time, you know.
He has adopted all the rules and regulations. I guess I didn't really express this in the last episode as well, but he has gone under all the medical training supervision, I guess.
Okay.
To emphasize longevity and health.
Okay.
So posture, eating, like certain types of media that he consumes, meditation, everything. Like he even went as far as when, like, the thing he said is that the whole thing where it blew up about the penis of an 18-year-old is that is relatable, but the amount of medical just ingenuity that went into, like, the testing phase through what medications can make you have more erections throughout the night, which can actually give you more erectile function.
Okay.
He went through all of this. All right. And he is essentially saying is that in 2000 years, a lot of this is going to be commonplace. Wanting to not die is one of the most important things that humans have. So through genetic engineering, if we can make food taste better that is healthy for us, it won't be as big of a problem.
Right.
If we can already have some of the if they make
zero calorie chicken wings,
yeah,
I'm living forever.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be fittest.
Have you heard of, like, the fullestatin cows?
I have not.
These are like the cows, and they even have like the fullestatin dogs, where they're like huge, like just muscles upon muscles upon muscles. Super, like, if you've ever seen
Terry Crews of cows.
If you've ever seen one of those bulls where you're like, that thing would just, like, destroy you if you ever got locked in. Those are fullestatin cows. He did a treatment of that as well.
Okay.
There's no proof scientifically that even works on humans, but he essentially is trying to come up with the algorithm that could prolong
how
life.
How old is he now?
He is
136.
He's in his mid-40s, but when he goes through certain parts of his body, he's like, yes, my pituitary gland is the age of an 18-year-old. My penis is the age of this. My lung and cardiovascular system, I'm charting out of higher than most 18-year-olds, and I'm 40 something. So it's not to say is that these things
are possible. He's cleaning himself of toxins.
Essentially, all of these things we all know, but none of the research has really been done.
Well, I mean, people say all the time, you eat organic, you eat vegetables, you eat like stuff like that. Your body's just gonna feel better. You're gonna eat better. I mean, even you said, like, when you were eating vegan, like, you just felt better.
Yeah,
because you were eating more natural foods.
I feel better now. I still eat pretty healthily, and I do. I feel better than I did when I did not. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's very. I mean, even people who don't have a gluten allergy, they say when you don't eat gluten, people even without a gluten allergy feel better because of what it does. Like cow milk, all that stuff. It does stuff to your body that. You don't realize.
So he feels like this research is a zeroth theory.
Okay.
He feels like the idea of a person wanting to do all the research on their body to see how you can prolong life in every aspect of your being is a zeroth.
Okay. And from the last episode, you're talking, they're like life world changing things like fire and the wheel and the cotton gin and, you know, the internet and things like that.
To a certain extent. Yeah. Definitely the internet. Yeah. So the zeroth abilities. And when I spoke about 2000 years in the future, I'm speaking about if we know how to live for an extra 100 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2000 years, I feel like a lot of this stuff may be adopted.
No, I got you.
Might be adopted. Okay, so when we get down to it, what is a generator of zeros? What can generate ideas that are going to change humanity for forever?
The human brain.
We can't do it. These come along every once in a lifetime.
Yeah, but I mean, people are generating ideas all day. Like, sometimes they fail, sometimes they go.
Exactly. But what can do it reliably?
AI.
Jonas, you're a genius.
I don't believe that.
That's the truth. AI is a zero producer. You could tell AI, make me a sport. And the AI is going to create a sport through the idea of these are the moments in other sports that create the most dopamine for humans. I'm going to create a sport that's going to be dopamine inducing.
Okay.
Write me a book that does this. Now, I granted right now where AI is, it's not perfect. Obviously, it's getting better. You know this. We all know this, at least with like videos and stuff. When an AI movie drops, people are going to start. People gripe about it until they adopt it.
It's taking away the artistic creativity of humans, though.
Better is better.
I mean, it might get better eventually, but
humans have been making this stuff for years, man. I feel like I wouldn't say we've necessarily reached the peak, but
movies have been shit for a long time. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm ready to see what an AI can produce. I wouldn't say it's that we reached the peak, but I would say we've reached a point where we can have a computer do it for us. We wrote on paper, on papyrus, crunching numbers until we came up with the calculator. We watched television until we came up with the internet. We spoke to each other on a cell phone until we came up with Twitter. So what's to say is that we won't watch movies created by humans until we need to watch them created by machines.
You ain't wrong.
So, and it just speaks to the point of the fact is that AI creates these zeros. This man is actually using these AI, or he's using AI ideals to come up with this algorithm to live forever.
I don't trust AI.
You don't trust? Of course not, because you're old. But when it comes down to it, you really shouldn't trust your own brain. When I was talking about your brain wanting to literally kill you sometimes, I've dealt with depression in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or in the future, in the past. And I've definitely had thoughts in my own head, hey, you should kill yourself, you know? And obviously, I haven't done that, and thank God I haven't. But it comes to a point where you have to say, my brain does not have my best interest in mind.
You know, your brain is separate from you.
Yes.
Because, like, and that's what they've always kind of said in things is, like, your thoughts are separate from you. So, like, the part of you that wants to eat Baconators every morning is different from
wants to drive off a
from
bridge.
Who you are. Your intrusive thoughts are not who you are as a person.
But a lot of people are out here living with the idea of that their brain is who they are. That's their person. My personality is who I am. It has to be me. So what could we do? Obviously, if our brain is not in charge of our bodies, we have to be in charge of ourselves. Why not give it up to an
algorithm? Well, I mean, for example, you want to start eating healthier, right? And you know you're doing that. And maybe you do really good all week. You're eating some salad. You're eating less, more natural stuff. And then on the weekend, you're just like, I want pizza. And you know that you shouldn't eat it. You're trying to eat healthy. But your brain's like, I want pizza.
Yeah.
So what do? You order a goddamn pizza, and then you feel like shit about it because, like, you listen to your brain when you're like, I could have just ate a salad. I had salad in the fridge, but I ordered a pizza.
But we don't even know how to talk to our bodies. We don't know how to talk to our bodies. Won't talk to us. Our brain talks to us all day, telling us what we want, what's going to make us feel good. Smoke the marijuana. Smoke the cigarettes.
Drink the alcohol.
Do the cocaine. But that is not what's best for us. So if we were to able to come up with a program, an algorithm, a device, a computer that could tell us how to live, it took
like
biometrics. It sounds awful to
sounds
you?
Like an awful life.
All right. I mean, some of us don't want to live forever.
If I have to like follow a regiment to a T to live forever, I'd rather just do my own thing and see you later.
You say that, but I don't know if you realize that if you were to look at yourself, like I said, in the future, and you were to look at mankind and you were like, these people, they eat the worst food, they do the worst things, they constantly harm themselves. Like if you were to look at somebody in the 1940s, you would be like, why are you smoking cigarettes? Why are you hitting your wife, beating your children? I don't know. There's so many things that we have overcome as a culture, as humans. We've moved on from so many things. I just can't see us just wanting to kill ourselves forever. But then again, you know what? Who's going to feed the lizard creatures?
Sure. Exactly, I guess. Is that where it all wrapped up with who's going to feed the lizard creatures? That's where this was going?
The lizard creatures have to get their loosh from somewhere.
So all of this was for the lizard creatures?
It was not because of the lizard creatures. Oh, okay. Creatures,
no. AI was the answer.
AI is kind of the answer. The idea is that AI is being used to make us so that we can live forever.
Hey, do it. You want Neuralink?
I'm 100% game for that. Yeah, I want Neuralink. I think that is a zeroth ability or a zeroth
zero. If it ends up doing what they think it can, yeah.
There's a whole nother thing there. Everybody gets AI put into their brain. Everybody puts AI into your car. All of a sudden, the government has control over everybody.
Hey, that's
the perfect planet.
Hive
mind.
You ever read 1984? Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Go to thecrazytown.com. Subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
We out.